Vayter and Shasar and Daf Ches picking up on Zayin and Beis by the bottom of the page, the last three words. So we left off with Ula giving us an answer as why we need the word Aleha by the case of Achos Ishto, meaning what? We know the following. If a man is married to a woman, he's not allowed to be with that woman's sister. That's an Isser of Achos, the sister of Ishto, of his wife. Okay, so if that's the case, then why is it that we know that if, let's say, that man had a brother, and that brother was married to his wife's sister, so if he dies, and now does she fall him to Yibum? The answer is, of course, not, because that would be over an Isser Kares. We know that an aseh of Yibam is not docha, the losa aseh that has karius involved. So, being that that's the case, why do I need the word aleha to teach me that if I could have learned it straight up? Says the Gemara in the Chinami. Therefore, he comes to tell us that the reason why you need it is for another reason. The reason why you need it is because maybe we learned hold the ishtari. Since it was mutter, it's mutter. What is that? We learned from Ula. Ula said that if you have a case of a person who's a mitzora and they finish off their mitzora, they're on the eighth day, and then they have one thing left that they have to go and put their hands into the azara, their hand, their ear, their foot into the azara to have the blood that's put on it. But we know he's normally not allowed to put his hands in the azara in the state of tuma that he's in. So we said we are matir him to do such a thing. What happens if a person becomes a keri on that day also, on the eighth day? So a keri also is not allowed to be in that area. So we say, hold the ishtri. Since we matir him at the time, before he became a keri, he was mutter. We matir him to go to the azara to put his at least certain parts into the azara. So too, we matir him to go there as well, even though he is a keri. Hold the ishtri. So we'd have thought the same thing over here. To be married to your brother's wife, that you can never do, but we matured by Yibam. So since you matured over there, maybe you matured also in a case where it would be my wife's sister. Answer is, that's why you need the word Aleh to tell me not like that. Beautiful. Now we've answered up the question. Comes to the Gorno and Asakasha on that. Me, Dami, Diladula, can you compare our case of Yibam to that of Ula? Ula was talking about a case of what? I'm going to spell this out. It's going to be a long explanation, but then I'm going to read it inside. Ula is talking about a case, we said again, where it's the eighth day of the guy's mitzorah shtekel. Now, when the guy is in the eighth day, he's not a keri. At that moment, we say, okay, we're matur you to do something. At the moment that he matured, everything else was okay. Now he matures him, and then once he matures him, we have an issue of keri that arises. In such a circumstance, we say, hold the istri. Once we matured, therefore istri, we allow you to continue that heter. However, what would happen if there wasn't an istri first? There was an issa first. So, for example, in the case that we're talking about, we're going to see that although Ula's case can be compared to something in Yibum, it has to be to compare to a very specific case that sets up in the way that we just described. I would recommend writing down the following just to hold a cup what I'm going to say. Maybe pause, get a pen, and then let's continue. Here we go. So we know there's two brothers named Reuven and Shimon. Reuven gets married to Sarah. Shimon gets married to Rivka. If those who want to do this by heart in your head, that's fine. Just remember, Reuven is older than Shimon, and Sarah is older than Rivka. So we're saying the olders marry the youngers, right? The older marries the older, and the younger marries the younger. So what happens is as follows: we have Reuven that goes ahead and he marries Sarah. So the only time that we're going to allow this to be that hold the istri is if there was an istri that came in first. So for example, it has to be that Reuven, the older brother, let's say, marries Sarah, the older sister. And Shimon is now free. At the moment that happens, immediately now, Shimon becomes usher to Sarah because of an issue of called Achos, Eishes Achiv, right? Becomes a problem of Eishes Achiv. Now, that's the first thing that happens. Shimon then marries Rivka, and as soon as he marries Rivka, now another issue comes in. It's called Achos Ishto. Okay, great. If then Reuven dies, and that was the order that it happened in, Reuven got married first, and then Shimon got married. Then Reuven dies. So now what happens? We have the Yibam. Yibam comes along and it matters. What does it matter? It matters Shimon to marry Sarah, the issue of Eishes Achiv. So we say, since that Isser came first, now hold the Ishtere, the Matir, the Eishes Achiv, therefore we're going to have Matir Achos Ishto also. That's when it would work. But if it would be the opposite, if Shimon would have married Rivka first, and then what happens is, now Sarah is also to Shimon because of Achos Ishto, and then Reuven marries Sarah, and now he has another additional Isser called Eishes Achiv, and then Reuven dies, don't now say, oh, hold history. You know why? Because it was an Isser in place before this happened, known as Achos Ishto, and therefore it wouldn't work. says the Gemara, is going to say, inachinami, that's exactly what Aleh is coming to do. Only in that particular case, but it wouldn't be that particular case, you wouldn't hear the word Aleh. Well, in a case where Reuven marries Sarah first, then Shimon is also the Sarah because of Eish HaSachiv, then Shimon marries Rivka, now he has a Chos Ishto, then we'd say a whole of Eish to Ishto, and that's why you hear the word Aleh. Let's read inside now. Tena, beep, turn the page, Chasim and Aleph. Tenach, hechad the Nasa Mace, v'yachakach Nasa Chai. If the dead one got married first and then the live one married afterwards, then we could say, Migo the Ishtri Isr Ishisach, Ishtri Nami Isr Ishis Isha. Ella Nasa Chai Vachakan Nasa Mesa would be the opposite case then. Isr Chos Isha Kodim, the Isr of Chos Isha comes first. And therefore, it wouldn't work. And now that it goes weiter. Vafilo Nasa Mes Nami. This we didn't explain outside yet, but we'll just see it now. V'afilu nasa meis nami. Even if you want to go with the case where the Reuven married Sarah first, and therefore you have the Isser of Eishas Achiv, Tenach, still I would only say when it's going to work is Tenach, Heichad the nasa meis. U'meis, v'acharkach nasa chai. That would make sense that if Reuven dies, and before Shimon has anything to do with Sarah, he then marries Rivka, then we'll say, oh, at the time Reuven died, now we have a heter of Eishes Achiv, so Shimon has to, or Achiev really, because of Yibam. So Shimon has to marry Sarah to do Yibam. And then Shimon goes in and marries Rivka. Now he just married the sister. So what happens in Midachos Ishta also? In such a case, we would say, there was at least a time period when he could have been married to Sarah, and therefore now you go out and you marry her. Ella Nasa Meis, Velo Meis. What happened if Reuven marries Sarah first and doesn't die? V'yacharkach nasa chai, and then Shimon gets married to Rivka, then lo ichse leklal, at the time that Reuven dies, Sarah can't be to Shimon at all because they already have a chos ishto in place, even though Eish HaZachiv started first, a chos ishto is in place, therefore it's no good. Mi lo modi ula. Wouldn't Ula be maskim to the case? Imro Keri, Belil Shmini, the Keri happened the night before, in other words, before it became the day of the 8th. Shein Machnis Yadav Likvahono said he wouldn't be able to put his hands in altogether. Shelo Yotza Beshashi Ruuya Lahavi Bakarban. Because he wasn't yet mutter, wasn't yet open to the case where he could actually have the blood put on him, just like Shimon didn't yet have the opportunity to be with Sarah because of the fact that he got married first. Wouldn't he agree in such a case? Therefore, you can't compare the two. As a Gemara, El Chinami. When do you need it? Only when the case is Reuven gets married to Sarah, then he dies, and now Shimon is zakuk to Sarah, but then Shimon gets married to Rivka. In such a case, then you would have said, and therefore you need the word Aleh in order to knock it off. Beautiful. So the answer is yes, everything's good and dandy. I need the word Aleh, a very limited case. Period. But now we have another answer why maybe you need the word Aleh. Right, to come and teach us. Hold cup here. Another reason why you don't need the word Aleh in order to exclude, why you do need the word Aleh to say that I'm not allowed to be married to my wife's sister. Maybe what would happen if you didn't have the word Aleh, then I would have made a hekesh from Rabbeinu Yonah to tell me that I'm allowed to be with my wife's sister if she falls to me via Yibam. Damar Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, V'tem Rav Huna Bered Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Kura, the pasuk says, Ki kol
first, we have the whole list of ervas, all the arayas, all the things which are aser. And then we have, after all of that, after giving this whole shtikl toira of what's aser, it says anyone who does any of these things, v'nichrasu, are going to get kares. Hukshu kol harayas kulon le'ishas ach. This pasuk, what we end up doing is we're making hekesh. All of the arayas, we're being makish to Eishes Ach, one's brother's wife. How so? What's the comparison? Ma Eishes Ach Sharia Av Kolar Asnami Sharian. Just like Eishes Ach, in other words, my brother's wife is going to be mutter to me through Yibam, so too all everyone else that's involved in these, all these arayas, are also going to go ahead and fall to me through the concept of Yibam. Kasar Achman Aleh, therefore the pasuk with the word Aleh, when it talks about one's wife's sister, to teach you that she's Aser, even in a case of Yibam. And then when we go out and we learn all the arayas out from this idea of the wife's sister, then we learn they're also going to be usher even during Yibam, even via Yibam. And that's why you need the word Aleh in order to make sure that we don't compare all these. Once again, I'm allowed to marry my brother's wife through Yibam, and therefore to think everything too. Therefore, Aleh is coming to tell you, which is written by a Chos Ishto, it's come to tell you that, no, you're not allowed to do such a thing. And that's why we need the word Aleh. Frek the Gemara question. You're telling me you need the word Aleh because maybe I would have compared everything to my brother's wife, to Ishis Ach, and therefore I need Aleh to say not to do that? What do you mean? all these ideas are right next to each other. So why are you saying that I'm going to compare myself to, I'm going to pair all the Arias to Ishis Ach, which is Mutter? Maybe I'd say the opposite. I'm going to compare all them to Ishis Achosishto, to my wife's sister, and that which Dafka says that it's Usser, and which I said, I don't need the word Aleh anymore. All the Arayos, all the other ones, Kubi, I could compare it to Eishas Ach and then say, well, Eishas Ach is Mutter, therefore they should also be. And maybe I would go and compare it to my wife's sister, and that's Dafka going to be Usser, even by Yibam. So my Chaz is, and then I wouldn't need the word Aleh, right? So my chaz is dakash lachos ishta. Why is it that we had the thought that we're going to go and compare it to? No. I don't think that's as clear as I'd like it to be. Let's try it again. Amalei Rav Acha midifta Ravina michti. Let's see. Kol arayas al the arayas ikal kishin al eishas ach. I could be comparing it to eishas ach, right? And that mutter to do yibam v'ikadal kishin lechos isha, and I could compare it to eichos isha, which would then be aser to do it. My chaz is akash l'achos isha. Why is it that we said let's compare it to achos isha that it's aser, and then to say that you're not allowed to do it through yibam? Why don't we akshin hu l'ishasach? Why don't we taka compare it to ishasach that is mutter, and then say that all the other arayos are going to be mutter if it's coming through yibam? So if my brother Jack married my daughter, so then what happens? He dies, and I'd be able to marry my daughter. How do you know we don't do it that way? Says the Gemara, Yibay Seima, we're going to have two answers. Yibay Seima, Lekula V'chumra, Lechumra Makshinan. Number one, we would say, whenever you have a choice, when you're going and you're dealing with a Hekesh, do you compare it to something which is Meiko, something which is Machmer? So we always go Lechumra, and make sure to do it in a Chumra Dikazach. Another answer would be that Hachat Shrei Isure, over here, there are two Isurim going on. In the case when we're dealing with the Avivama, a Yavama, who also happens to be the person's wife's sister, there's two Isurim going on over there, right? Because you have Eishasach and you have Achosisha. And both of these, you have to get rid of, to make it mutter, you have to get rid of two things. The Hachatre Yisrael, and over here also, in the case of the Yavama, who is another Arayos. In other words, let's say my brother Jack is married to my daughter. So what happens is I have Achos, Avishas Ach is an Isser, and I have my own daughter, which is an Isser. And the Yavama, two things. Utremi Treyalfina, so it makes sense to go ahead and learn two things out of two things. Aval Hacha Chadisura. But over here in this case, when we're talking about just a regular case of a person as a brother's wife. So my brother Jack's wife, there's only one Issa going on, Utrei Mechada Loyalfinam. But you don't learn out two from one to say, oh, let's learn out all these things from the regular case of Eishasach. It's only one thing, therefore we don't learn out from it, we learn two from two. Rava Amma, Rava says, Erva lo tzrichakra. He says, no. Erva, you don't need a pasuk for this at all to say that you need to exclude her from doing yibum to an erva. Why? De'ina say dochalosa say shishbo karis. Very straight up. And a say isn't dochalosa with his karis, so therefore you don't need the word aleh to teach me that. Ki yitzrich kra, so what do you need it for? Lemeisar tsara. The whole reason is in order to aser the tsara of the erva to do yibum. So if my brother marries my brother Jack, I don't have a brother Jack, by the way. If my mother Jack marries my daughter and another woman named Shaniqua, she converted, then my brother Jack dies. You don't need a pasuk to say, I'm not going to be with my own daughter because that's an erva, and a say is not dochalosa say where there's kares. But you do need the pasuk to tell me that I shouldn't be also, that I'm not going to be with Shaniqua. What are you talking about? The erva lo tzricha kra. You tell me the erva itself doesn't need a kra. You don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk to tell me I can't be with my sister, with my daughter. Vatanya Wellington Abraisa way back on Gimel Amud Beis, when we were talking about the word aleh, I came up to tell you that ainli elahi. I only learned that we only know that you can't be with the erva ainli elahi from the word aleha. Only now that she is no longer, like, I'm not allowed to be with my dead brother's wife who happens to be my daughter, and I learned that from aleha. So it's just straight up, I knew that aleha's for the erva. So it's going, no, mishum tsarasa. No, what that meant is, says Rashi, what that means is, mishum deboi lemisnei sarasa minayin. We're going to ask, we're talking about the sarasa, yes, that's really for the sarasa. What are you talking about? The Hakatani later on, right there, the Braisa there goes and says, that Ainli Ella Hain. And now I only know that Hain themselves, meaning the Atzaros, sorry, not the Atzaros, the Arias. Ainli Ella Hain, I only know about the Arias themselves, that there's going to be a problem, but here we still have to figure out that they don't do Yibam. What about, and we learned that from Alea, Viter, within the idea that Alea is for themselves. It says, no, Mishum Tzarasein. Again, that's because of the Tzarasein. It was a continuation of single to single and plural to plural, but it means about the Tzarasein. It's not necessary in order to know that, let's say, a wife's sister or any other Erva that's going to be off limits. That's not even a question. So at this stage, Rav is answering over here that since you don't need a pasuk for Erva to tell you that, therefore, because it says that tochelos is when it comes with karis, and therefore you need it in order to go and get rid of the tzara to tell them that's going to be a neser, and that's through the word aleha, that they're going to be off the hook. No yibim no chalitza. We're still in the attack, though. We seem to have a brisa that goes against Rav. Toshima wa zog the brisa, Rabbi Omer. First, just let me read you a pasuk here. The pasuk says in Devarim Chaf Hey. Hey, when it's talking about Yibum, it says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdov, you have two brothers. And Umesachem, man, one of them died. Uben Ainlo, he has no children. He's married, he has no children. Lo Sia Eishas Amesa Chutza Leishzar. This wife of his should not go to some stranger outside. Rather, Yivama Yavo Elea, the Yivama should come upon her. Ulekacha lo liisha v'yibma. And it says ulekacha v'yibma. As opposed to v'lakach v'yibim, it says ulekacha v'yibma. And that's what we're going to be dashing now. Rabbi Omer, v'lakach ulekacha. Instead of saying lakach, it says ulekacha. V'yibim v'yibma. Instead of saying v'yibim, it says v'yibma. What's that come to tell you? Lesser tsaros v'arayos. You, Rabbi, said that you don't need to have a pasuk to go and matir the arayos and... Sorry, and Asir the Arayos. Really? You don't have to go out and Asir the Arayos? You don't need a pasuk to Asir in Erva? Seems to be pretty clear over here that you do. It says one is coming to do what? The Vyibim, the Kacha of Yibim Vyibma is Lesser Tsaros, the Arayos. So we see you have a pasuk explicitly to go out and to Asir Arayos. And there, what are you saying? They don't need it for that. Rava says back, no. Ema, Lesser Tsaros, Shel Arayos. Don't say Tsaros and Arayos. It means the Tsaros of the Arayos. Aye, Frikta Gemara, Vahot Shrei Kroi Kanasiv Lei. He brings two different words in the pasuk over there, right? Ulekacha v'yibma v'ha trei kroy kanasiv lei my lav chad le'erva v'chad le'tzara. Is it telling you when the erva won the tzara? It says lo. Edi v'edi le'tzara. Both of them are talking about the tzara. Chad le'meser tzara b'mkom mitzvah v'chad le'mishrei tzara shelo b'mkom mitzvah. The only time it's going to be that the tzara is usher to marry the erva's relative, right, is in a case where they fall to yibum together. Now, since the man can't be with his erva, therefore he can't be with the tzara. But if it would be outside of that makom, outside of that matzav, so for example, you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter and Shaniqua, and then they have 25 kids each. And then Reuven dies, Shimon is allowed to marry, whoops, forget about that example, because then it's going to be again, Ishazach. Let's say he's married not to his brother. In other words, you know, Shimon Shimon has a daughter, and she gets married to Bob, and Bob has a tzara. In other words, his daughter has a tzara, so he gets married to another woman also, and they have a lot of kids, they don't have a lot of kids, who cares? Then Bob ends up dying, so now they go out. Don't think that it means that Shimon's not allowed to marry Shaniqua, the co-wife, that he is allowed to do. So you need one pasuk to say that's going to be usher by a mitzvah, and it's going to be mutter by a non-mitzvah. My time, meaning in this context, it means how do you know that the tzara is going to be mutter if it's not a case of yibum? V'yibim v'yibma, because instead of saying v'yibim, it says v'yibma. B'mkom yibum hu da'asir yitzara. Only in such a case, shelo b'mkom yibum shar yitzara. Then it's going to be mutter. He's allowed to be with the co-wife, the Shaniqua of Bob's, you know, his daughter's co-wife that's not married to his brother. So now we go the opposite direction. We try to knock off Rava, that he's saying that an erva doesn't need a pasuk. Now we're going to back him up. Amar Rashi, Masisa Nami Daika. Our Mishnah is even meduyak. If you read it well, you'll see it. Rashi says Kirava de erva pshitalan, that it's pashat that an erva doesn't need to have such a thing. The Gitani, because the Mishnah says Chamesh Seinashim Potur Sarasayan. There are 15 ervas women that are going to poter their tzaras. V'ilu pturos upochos lo Gitani. It doesn't say a pturos and pochos. All it says is pochos. they don't say that they are putter from being with the other person, because obviously they are. Shema Aminah, it must be that that's a Dover Pashat, that they don't need a Pasuk for themselves. And therefore the word Aleha, I hope I think I got this right, is for the Saros. Frak the Gemara, Umayishna Erva, Delot Tzvichakra. What's Pshat on the Erva doesn't need a Pasuk? Deina say, Docha Losa say Shishpa Karis. Because I say, we'll knock off a Losa say as Karis. So that's Gemara, but hold on. Tzara Nami Lo Tibaikra. You don't need a Pasuk for Tzara either to tell you that they're off the hook. Why? That it's going to be us. So you don't need a Pasuk for that. Why? Mishum Deina say, Docha Losa say Shishpa Karis. The same thing applies to them as well. Rashi spells out that Tzara Nami Lo Tibaya Lekra Ledrasha Deina say, Docha Losa say Shishpa Karis. Tchsiv Litzror. Litzor is double lashon. It's implying two things. Demashma lo achos isha v'lo tzaraso k'siv kares b'sofa arayos. So therefore, we don't need it by them also. So why would you need the word aleha for the tzaras? So we change it up a little. Amar le Rav Acha bar Bivi Mar le Ravina. Hachi ka'amrida mishvedrava. This is what they're saying. Tzara nami lo itzichakar. Really, they don't need a pasuk either. Ki itzichra. So where, Taka, would you need the pasuk? Beep, turn the page. Chesam base. Lemishri tzara shelo bimkom mitzvah. To matir the tzara, if it's a case outside of that of mitzvah, it's outside of Yibam, Rashi and Amaral says, Lemishri tzara shelo bimkom mitzvah, di'ilo kasiv alea, then have yelfinan mi litzror, the tzara sachos isha asur b'chol makom. You'll learn that out to extend that in every case it's going to be asur. My timer, what's pshat? How do we see this? Amakra aleha. Bimkom aleha hu dasira. Only a case of aleha, meaning by yibum, that's when it's going to be aser. But shlom kom aleha shari, if it's anakim of aleha, then it will be imoter. So now our understanding of the word aleha is coming to tell you that a tsaris, erva, is mutter shalom bimkom mitzvah. So what are we saying till now? You're saying the word aleha is coming to tell you that the iser of a tsara applies when she falls to someone for yibum with achosisha. Okay, so if that's the case, then I can also learn it to teach me that when is it true achos isha is aser? Only if in case when it falls to Yibam. But if it wouldn't fall to Yibam, then it wouldn't be a problem. The word aleh is in that same pasuk. So amar le Rabbi Bechama, l'Rava Ema, so say erva gufe shelo bimkom mitzvah tishteri. Why don't we say that? The erva itself, I'm married to a woman, her sister, I'm allowed to be married, I can marry her also, as long as it's not coming from Yibam. Only Yibam is aser, not outside of Yibam. Says Rava, come on. You wouldn't say that Vlav Kavachomer, who isn't a Kavachomer, to say that it's clear that's going to be Usr. But call mitzvah, Sira. If it's Usr to marry your wife's sister in a case of mitzvah of Yibum, Shalom call mitzvah Sharia. You're going to say if it's not a case of mitzvah, then it's going to be mutter. Amalei, so he says back. Sarah tochiach, what Sarah will teach you against that, we'll knock off that little bit of an issue. You know why? Dim kol mitzvah asir, it's only asir when it's in makom mitzvah. Shalom kol mitzvah sharia. So what are you going to do? Amalei says back. Alecha omer kra bichayeha. Because of you, because what you just said, we have a pasuk that says bechayeha. In other words, what does it say? The pasuk says that you're not allowed to take your wife's sister bechayeha. Rashi says the full pasuk says veisha lechosa losi kach litzur legalos ervasa aleha bechayeha during her lifetime, which means kol she bechayeha, which means as long as she's alive. As Rashi says quickly that kol she bechayeha ishtecha losisa sachosa. As long as you're alive, you can't marry the sister. So nothing to talk about. So I was like, what are you talking about? Haim b'chaya mi boile l'muti la'achar misa. That b'chaya is coming to, we need it for something else. We need it to tell you that you're allowed to marry if you have a person's married to a woman, and then that woman dies, you're allowed to marry that woman's sister. The person can marry the sister after she dies. So it's not there. It's not available to tell me that the chos isha is going to be usher even during her lifetime. When it's not during a Yibum Matzav, it's going to tell you that you're allowed to marry the wife's sister after the wife dies. It says, no. Hahi me isha el achosa nafka. When the Pasuk says, ve isha el achosa, you don't take a woman and her, in addition to the sister, that comes to tell you, obviously, while she's alive. So therefore, we still have bechayeha. 1 second, can't be, because imi v'isha v'lechosa, if that's where you would learn it out from, then hav amina, I would have thought, nizgar shesharia, that if a person gets divorced, if a man gets divorced to a woman, he can marry the sister, because now it's no longer adding on to the previous marriage. Tamad lomer b'chayeh, kol shebechayeh, which means as long as he's still alive, you can't marry to her. Da'af agav, din nizgar shalom, even though they're divorced, you're still not allowed to get married to her, to the sister.
So maybe only by Yibam it's going to be a problem. Outside of Yibam, it's not going to be a problem. El Amar of Huna bar Tachlifa v'shid Rava Trei Kroy Ksiva. We have two psukim that talk about Achos Isha. Ksiv Isha l'chos alosigach letzror. On the one hand, it says that you're not allowed to take. You can't take a woman in addition to her sister to make them tzroros letzror. That's one pasuk. Litzror comes to tell you two things, right? That's come to tell you the concept that the wife's sister and the tzara is also going to be usser. Uksiv, and also in the same pasuk, at the end of the pasuk, uksiv legalus ervasa dechadamashma, right? So it says to uncover the nakedness, which is when it says ervasa is in the individual, in the singular, right? Which means to say that only one of them is going to be usser. Okay, it said, how do we understand that? Bimkom mitzvah shteim asur. So when it comes to the idea of a mitzvah, then both of them are going to be usser, the erva and the tzara. Shelo bimkom mitzvah hi asura v'tzarasa Muteres, when it's not going to be a mitzvah, so then she is going to be aser, meaning the sister, but the tzara is going to be mutter. Well, according to that, I can actually say the opposite. Bimkom mitzvah hi asura v'tzaras muteres. I'll say that when it comes to a mitzvah, so then she's going to be aser, and the tzara is going to be mutter. V'shelo bimkom mitzvah, and it wouldn't be actual mitzvah of Yibam, the shtei masuras, and both of them would be aser. Rashi brings down that the word aleha is right next to legalus ervasa, and therefore is coming to go ahead and change it a little bit. So meaning to show that when it comes to yibum, that only one of them is going to be usser. And then we have the word sror, meaning that they're one, you know, against each other, is not changed, and would mean that generally both of them, meaning outside of yibum, both of them are going to be, both the wife, the Achos Isha, and the Tzara are going to be Aser. Answers the Gemara, Im Kane, that really would be the case. Lo Yomer Aleha, don't say the word Aleha. And Rashi spells that, that if the Torah didn't write Aleha, then since we have a stira in the Pasuk itself, then we'd work it out. We'd work out and say that in that by Yibum, then the Tzara is going to be Mutter, right, because it's a mitzvah. And outside of Yibum, then it's going to be Aser. And then the word Aleha must be here to come and teach us something that we couldn't have figured out logically. And what's that? To go and work on the word Litzror and teach us that the Tzara is Aser only when it comes to Yibum, but Mutter in every other case. But we're not done with the questions here. How many of Ashi of Kahane says, now, Horador, Mimai, Dahayalel Yisura. How do you know that this word, Aleha, is coming to be used as an Isser to tell us that the Tzara is going to be Aser during a state of Yibum? Dumalei Teira. Maybe Takeb is glad it's coming actually for a Heter. It's coming to be Matir and tell us that both the Tzara and the sister are going to be Mutter. So that means if I have a wife and my brother Jack dies and he has a wife and a co-wife, that when, well, you know, the tzara, and then he dies, I'm going to actually have both of them. This is what the Torah is telling us. Isha elachosa lo sikach litzror. Can't take a woman and her sister to be tzaros lohi velo tzarasa. You can't take the wife's sister or the tzara. Shalobim kom aleha. But that's only talking about maybe a case of aleha, which means when it's outside of Yibam. Aval b'makom aleha, when it comes to aleha, shtei mutaris. When it's in the case of Yibam, then both of them are going to be mutter. As per Rashi's explanation, what this means is, he wants to say that really there's one iser going on and one heter going on. So when it says, v'isha elechos alusikach litzror, that's talking about, okay, there's an issue. You can't go in and take, you can't marry, have a woman, and then marry the, and take the sister and the tzara. And then when it says, aleh b'chayel, and when it adds that in, that's coming to go out and change a little bit what it meant before. And that's telling us that when it's an aleha, right, in such a case, when you have a matzav, if, let's say, a person's wife's sister and the tzara come for yibum, then he can actually do it. He can do both of them, even while his wife is still alive. In fact, the Gemara, come on, can't be, because Im Kane, if that would be the case, legalus erva dechada heichim ishkachesla. That means you're putting these women in the same boat, both mutter, both aser. Then how are you going to understand what we said earlier when we spoke about legalus erva, which is lechada, talking about only one of them? How are you going to find a case that we're going to see that one of them is going to be mutter and one of them is going to be aser? You don't have a case anymore. Bimkom mitzvah shtei mutaris. If you're going to say it's by the mitzvah, both of them are going to be mutter. Yishalob mokom mitzvah shtei masuris, both are going to be aser.
Therefore, you can't pull shtick like that, and it comes out what? Kum techois, that when it comes to the idea of Yibam, both of them are going to be Aser. And when it comes outside of Yibam, then the Achos Isha is going to be Aser, but the Tzara will be Mutter, assuming it's talking outside of a case of Yibam. Whoa, baby, that was all within the world of Rava, who basically said that an Erva doesn't actually need a Pasuk altogether, because that's say, that's in the versus a Losa say with Karis, and you don't need that. So what it's necessary for is Lamesar Tzara, to Aser the Tzara of an Erva to do Yibam. Now we're going to revisit the discussion we had about a particular brisa when we talk about v'laka v'lachav yibam v'yibma. So Gufa says the Gemara, Rabbi Omer says v'lakach ulakacha. V'yibem v'yibma. We learn from that brisa what? Lesser tzaros v'arayos. Right? That was a kasha we had on Rava, but he answered it up by saying, no, it's talking about the tzaros. So lesser tzaros v'arayos. So now comes the Gemara. Midi tzaros k'siva hacha. Where do we see the word tzaros in this pasuk altogether that we would think that it's what it's, we're dashing that that's what it means? V'lakalakachav yibem v'yibma is lesser tzaros v'arayos. Where do you see tzaros in this pasuk over here? Furthermore, tsaros militzror nafka. The first one, when we talk about this concept of ulakacha v'yibma, this is just talking about a regular case. Look, we talked about in Devarim, we said, if you have brothers there and one of them dies and they don't have any children, you shouldn't go, this woman shouldn't go out to somebody else. Rather, so it's nothing to do with tzaros altogether. That's first of all. Second of all, tzaros militzror nafka. It's learned out from another pasuk, from Litzror. So what shaykhis are you bringing over here? Says the Gemara to question number two, Litzror mapakle Rebbe lichid Rebbe Shimon. That's a wild case which comes up later on. The Rashi brings down Chav Chesem and Beis that discusses if you have Lamashal, it could be other cases, but let's say you have three brothers and two of them are married to two sisters. So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven and Shimon are married, Reuven's married to Sarah and Shimon's married to, let's go make it simpler, Rachel and Leah, who are sisters, right? Rachel marries Reuven and Shimon gets married to Leah. So now you have, that's fine, everything's great. Now they die and the two of them now fall to Levi. Now, they're not tzaros one to the next because they were never really married. Because they're just sisters from different husbands. But now they're attached to Levi. And since they're attached to Levi, now we know he can't marry sisters, right? What happens, though, is they have a zika to each other. There's a bond that they're stuck to each other now through either before they do Yibam or Chalitza. These women are not allowed to be with anybody else. But if he marries one of them, then it's like what's happening because of the fact that he has like a zika to them. It's like marrying a chosishto because he has a connection already to one of them. The other one that he marries is marrying a chosishto, even though this is derabanan. So what do you have to do now? You have to go ahead and you have to give them both chalitza. So he explains the word tsror. Litzror comes in that context. So then, therefore, since Rebbe understands litzror according to the din of Rebbe Shimon, therefore he needs to have another area. Another thing that he's going to be, he has to learn out tzaros from something else because he used it from there, and therefore he learns it out from this shtickle. So we answered up the second question. Now we have to go back to the first question. Tzara hachaksiv. Do we say anything about tzaros over here? What are we talking about over here? This pasuk is just talking about zamitzah to do yibam. It has nothing to do with anything else. This is what it means to say. Im Kane, if it were to be that the whole thing here is only to discuss about the concept of Yibam, then Lemakra Vilakach my Ulakacha. What's Ulakacha? It's coming to tell you that Kol Hechad Ikatrei Likuchen. Anytime you have a case of Tulakuchen. Meaning you have a brother that dies and then he has two wives, and you can take both of them. Diboy Nasiv Hai, Viboy Nasiv Hai. If he wants to get married this one, he can marry that one. Sharia, both of them are going to be Mutter. Ve'ilo, but if not, then Tarvayo is Sirin. Both of them are going to be Aser. You're allowed to take one of the two, but you're not allowed to take either of them if you're not allowed to take even one of them. Ve'yibma, and what do we learn out from the idea of ve'yibma as opposed to ve'yibim? Bimkom yibum hu da'asira tzara. That only when it's a case of yibum that the tzara is going to be Aser, a tzara of an erva. Shalom bimkom yibum shaya tzara. If it's not a case of yibum, then she's going to be mutter. And now major throwback to Daf Lamed. Lamed, I keep doing that because I'm thinking 33. Gimel Amud Beis about the Rabbanan. What was their opinion? How did they hold? They say all that's learned out from the word aleha. They say, Hayu lekacha, mayav delay, what are they going to do with the lekacha? Mi boilu lechid Rabbi Yossi bechanina, dam Rabbi Yossi bechanina, u lekacha. Malamed shemagarsha beget, lekacha means to learn that you divorce her with a get. Once Yibum is done, it's full-fledged. The only way to get rid of it is through a get. Rashi says, la'acha shenasa, nasis ki ishto, v'imrosa lagarsha, megareshes beget, v'ina tzucha chalitza, no chalitza anymore. And umachzira, if he wants, he can take her back if he gets divorced from her. Rashi says at the end, it says, l'hachik siva l'kacha l'olisha, d'kirvan sh'lakcha l'nas is ki'ishta l'chodavar. Once he takes her, becomes an isha in all ways. Don't think like, oh, you divorced her, now you gave up the mitzvah, you can't take her back anymore. No. Number one, once you do yibam, full-fledged marriage, and if you divorce her, you can take her back machzira. V'yibma, what's the word v'yibma coming to tell you? Al karcha. That means against her will, that the yibam applies even if she doesn't want it. Rashi says, shim ba'alea, Yavam, I feel about Karcha, Kana Vyarsha, Umitamela, Lachol Davar, he ishtal Bahakbiya. That marriage will be a full fledged, even against her will. It is going to work. Okay, my friends, this is quite the dapim. We're not done over here though. Well, I guess we'll just finish one more line over here. What's Pshat on Rebbe? What does Rebbe do with, where does he learn this stuff up? V'Rebbe, the Rebbe Yossi bar Chanina mila isha nafka. He learns that from the same pasuk using the word leisha al karcha mi yavama yavo aleha nafka. That the pasuk says yavama yavo aleha, that if he does that, then it's al karcha is going to work. Okay, we are going to stop over here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Hashem's help. With Hashem's help, because we need it, at least I need it. Okay, my friends, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.